Let's go to Charles Burns. He's the secretary of the Wessex branch of the Rail Future Group, and he joins us now on the line. Good morning. How are you, Charles?
Good morning, and I'm fine.
Thank you very much for joining us. So is this a fact, then, that the money brought in actually makes a payment to the government from rail travellers in the south, meaning it could be argued that commuters in the south are effectively subsidising services elsewhere in the country?
Yes, that's right.
That's amazing. How this research, how good is it? Because research, you can make research do different things by juggling numbers.
Yes, but it comes from the Office of Rail Regulators. I'm not too sure how good it is, but I would expect it to be good. It's the third year they've had a go at this, and they're certainly providing more detail now, which is encouraging. And interesting to see how much return has been made from South West Trains in particular. And there is one other franchise which is returning money to the Exchequer as well. But it gives an opportunity to call for some investment back into this region to improve the services.
I mean, there is, I guess, no real great surprise there. There must be people heading into London from Hampshire and Dorset pretty much more than anywhere else, apart from, I guess, maybe parts of Kent. Would I be right there?
Oh, I think that's right, yes. And of course, the season tickets have had above inflation increases as well, although that was capped to some extent this year. But in recent years, they've been above inflation increases. So there's an argument here for future increases to be capped at inflation levels.
At the moment, what do you think the public opinion to the rail system is?
I think there has been huge improvements, and generally I think it's quite positive. But a bad experience then rankles, and we have some problems in the area, like inappropriate rolling stock on the long-distance trains. And you mentioned the long-distance trains into London. We have suburban rolling stock providing quite a lot of those commuter services and people paying high prices for them.
Can't the train companies really charge whatever they want? They know that there aren't enough trains. We all know there are not enough trains, and we really need more trains, not just a few carriages bunged on the other end of one that's running from Portsmouth Harbour to London Waterloo, for instance. But we haven't got enough trains. We've got more commuters than we've got train seats. So can't the rail companies really charge whatever they like? Because there's always going to be enough commuters who will find the money.
Yes, but quite a lot of those fares are regulated, and so there is an oversight. It's the unregulated fares are the ones that the train companies can play around with and make their offers on, and there's sort of great difficulty in getting good train fares finding those prices easily without spending huge amounts of time.
Yeah,
but the main line, the sort of commuter routes, are regulated fares.
What about other customers? I don't know, mums and dads popping into town a little bit later in the morning, people that aren't travelling at peak times, families away at weekends. How are they affected by this?
In what way? Insofar as they're stuck with the fares that...
I mean, do you think they're getting a fair deal?
Not... There are some very good fares out there, but you do have to search for them. If you just walk up to a ticket office, and depending on who's operating the ticket office, but if you just walk up to a ticket office and ask for a return, then you'll get whatever the advertised price is. If you book online or book in advance, then you can get some discounts. Mm. If it's having some knowledge. For instance, if you go in some of this area, which is served by both Southern and Southwest trains, you can get some superb prices using Southern services, which take a little longer getting to London, but a good deal cheaper than going by Southwest trains. And Southwest trains have introduced their shoulder peak, so the trains arriving in London before, I think it's 11:30 or thereabouts, then are charged a sort of mid-price range. And so it's very difficult getting a good price into London using a Southwest trains.
It's too complicated. It's not user-friendly enough. The reason I never get the train is I never know what the tariff's going to be. And on one website, it's one thing. On another one, it's another. You go to the ticket office, and it always costs you more money. Yes. Still, there are loads of people, Charles, who just want to go to a train station, buy a ticket, and get on a train.
Yeah, I'm one of those. And many of our members are amongst those as well. And yes, that's right. It should be easy. It should be easy to get a... to just walk up and buy a ticket at a reasonable price.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much for joining us. Just before you go, Charles, what is the Rail Future Group? What do you do?
We're a campaigning organisation for the improvement of rail services, for the advancement of rail services, and for all rail services, passenger and freight as well.
All right, well, look, thank you very much, Charles, for joining us on the programme today, and we'll watch this one with interest. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Charles Burns. He's secretary of the Wessex branch of the Rail Future Group.